Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best Hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Joe Biden makes history and picks Kamala Harris to be his running mate. We'll discuss that today. Plus, the battle over Social Security is heating up between Trump and Biden. And finally today, the Democratic Convention, the most unconventional convention you'll ever see, we learn who's set to speak. Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Joe Biden made history today when he announced that Kamala Harris, the U.S. Senator from California, his former rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, will join him on the ticket and be his vice presidential running mate for the remainder of this election season. His hope, of course, is that she's also going to be the vice president of the United States. If that were to happen, she will be the first Black American, first Indian American to do so. She is the daughter of a Jamaican man and an Indian woman. She always tells her story as a very American story. She did it as a presidential candidate on the campaign trail for the Democratic nomination, a campaign that was an unsuccessful one. You'll recall she bowed out of the race in December of last year before anybody cast a vote. But do not lose sight of the historic nature of this pick, of having the first African-American woman on a national party ticket. It is a barrier-breaking kind of move that Joe Biden employed here. And clearly, that was part of the calculus here in an effort to keep an engaged Democratic base all that much more enthused about a Biden candidacy. We know that the Trump antipathy is driving so much of the support for Joe Biden among Democrats. This now, with Kamala Harris on the ticket, is aimed to be a force amplifier, if you will, of that energy. Harris will now yet again face an onslaught of incoming. That's just the nature of playing in the big leagues like this. But here's what was probably very attractive to the Biden team. She just went through a national campaign in the spotlight. So her voting record in the Senate, her criminal justice record as DA in San Francisco, as the California Attorney General, the criticism she gets from progressives for being too much of sort of a cop and not enough about a fighter for criminal justice reform when in her law enforcement positions. All of that was litigated in the primary season. It will be relitigated. But one thing on paper that is no doubt attractive to Joe Biden as he made this decision is that she just went through a year and a half's worth of answering questions about that, dealing with those attacks, and being able to push back on them. That is not the case for somebody who has not been in the national spotlight like this. We now await to see Biden and Harris together, side by side, in their first joint event. They are going to be hosting a virtual fundraiser. I have no doubt we will see them in video form together. Those sort of milestones are yet to come before next week's big convention. Harris's big speech scheduled for Wednesday night, followed by Joe Biden on Thursday. A couple other things to pay attention to today. One, this battle over Social Security. Ever since Donald Trump rolled out a proposed executive order over the weekend to deal with a temporary delay in payroll taxes being collected, these payroll taxes, of course, support Social Security and Medicare, which is why Democrats have been pounding away at him by suggesting that he wants to undermine that social safety net. Team Trump says that's not true at all. He's going to protect Social Security. But both sides are now fully engaged, I think, pointing to how critical senior voters specifically are going to be in this election. Give a listen to White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
As a candidate, as president, Donald J. Trump has said he is not touching entitlements. But look, they left him with no choice. He could just point the finger back at Congress and say they don't do their job. He's looking at the bills people have in August, September, October. They're looking at Election Day, November 3rd.
That is not an explanation that the Biden team is taking with any weight. Listen to this new ad they put up in Florida targeting seniors there.
Donald Trump stepped off the golf course and signed an executive action directing funding cuts for Social Security. He also proposed slashing hundreds of billions of dollars from the Social Security Trust Fund every year, putting your hard-earned benefits in jeopardy. Nearly 4 million Florida seniors rely on Social Security. And once again, Donald Trump's failed leadership is hitting seniors the hardest.
This battle over Social Security and how each side frames it, it's going to last through the three presidential debates this fall, on the airwaves, right up to Election Day. That is a prediction I'm willing to stand by. And finally today, the Democratic convention next week is going to be unlike anything you've seen before. Largely remote and virtual. In fact, some of the biggest speeches are going to be pre-recorded and not live. But we did get insight into the program schedule, the main speakers, and when they are speaking. So on Monday night of next week, you can expect to hear from Bernie Sanders, the final contender standing in the battle for the Democratic nomination that Joe Biden ultimately went on to win, and Michelle Obama, a former first lady and a hugely popular figure inside the party. On Tuesday night, you'll hear from Jill Biden, the wife of the presidential candidate who hopes clearly to become first lady of the United States, and former President Bill Clinton, whose remarks will not be live. We are told that's for logistical purposes that they're pre-recorded, but we also know that Bill Clinton has a tendency to be long-winded and time is short. On Wednesday night, some high-profile female surrogates for the Biden campaign, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, and then, of course, probably the biggest surrogate he has, his former boss, Barack Obama, will give live remarks on Wednesday night. And on Thursday night, it's all about Joe Biden, as is the traditional case with these conventions. He will deliver his acceptance speech. And of course, there will be a lot about his biography and his story that all take place on Thursday night to sell Joe Biden to the American people for the home stretch of this campaign. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This podcast is a production of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is the executive producer, and Haley Thomas is the senior news producer. Raj Makhija is our technical lead. Our episodes are produced by Will Cadigan, Mimi Muteza, and Priscilla Alibi, and engineered by Francisco Monroy. David Toledo is the team's production assistant.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.